When the world keeps telling you you're not enough the way you are, you feel like you've tried everything 100 times before. Listen closely and you'll hear a voice coming from inside, telling you how to love your body.
Hello and welcome to How to Love Your Body. So we are so excited because you just heard our new podcast song, and we definitely want to give credit to the amazing woman who created it. Her name is Grace Harabi, and you can find her at kasatiband.com. That is CASATIBAND. Her name is Grace Harabi, and she will be in our show notes as well if you want to click and find her. But she's amazing, and thank you so much. We're so excited to have this new podcast song. Okay, so now we want to dive into our episode, and today we are going to be talking about having an abundant mindset.
Yes, this is so, I think this is important for every aspect of life, but with food, it is vital. So really an abundant, and the opposite of abundant is scarcity. So you have an abundant mindset where you really, and we can say this to ourselves of, I can eat whenever I want. I can eat whenever I'm hungry. I can eat chocolate any time of day. But if you don't really believe it, or in the back of your mind, you're thinking, but I really shouldn't. That is not abundant. Abundant means it's truly here whenever I want it. And you always have that and of, I can choose to eat it when it feels best. So it doesn't mean you have to eat it all the time, but having that true, true permission of abundance is going to be vital in ending food obsession, binge eating, all of those sort of things. So this is a mindset shift that everyone needs to begin thinking of in food, because on the opposite end, we have scarcity. So if we are stuck in scarcity, that's the diet mentality. But it can be sneaky because we might have a little bit of scarcity mentality left over that hasn't quite been washed out, if you will. So it might be the thought of, oh, I had dessert today. I really shouldn't have dessert tomorrow. And these things might sound pretty sensible. Like, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to have chocolate with my breakfast. Or all these just little thoughts of like, well, I can't do that. Well, I can't do that. Well, this, I've had enough of this. I've had quite a bit, but that's enough. No more. Putting those limitations is going to get you back stuck in that scarcity, which is the diet mentality, which got us here in the binge eating and thinking about food all the time. So I think it's a great exercise even just to think throughout your day, where am I kind of setting limitations on food, or even shoulds, or any sort of scarcity thoughts of, I have to eat this all today because I shouldn't eat this 2 days in a row. Anything like that can really keep us stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also think it's like living, like, yes, it's the abundant mindset of like, there is the abundance of food and I can allow all food and I can have it whenever I want. And of course, that is so like an important message to have in intuitive eating, having like the abundance around food. But I also think it's almost like the abundance and like spaciousness of undieting, where it's like there's nothing is like kind of put in a box, or there's no rules, there's no restrictions to anything. And I'm talking about food, body image, movement. It's like nothing is like, oh, I did this, let me. And I guess we could get more specific, but it's like there's no like, oh, I did this, now I can't do that anymore. Or it's really just not putting any conditions. So it's really living in like, I hope I'm like getting this right. It's like living in that spaciousness of it all. Like, because once you kind of like give yourself parameters of, yeah, kind of like what Jenna was saying, it's like, yeah, of course I'm not being like an extreme dieter anymore. So I have all these things that I do that I used to not do. But even then, like that little diet mentality can creep in. So it's like really opening up and giving yourself the space to like have it all and get messy and get creative and be curious and experiment with everything without like, oh, this happened, therefore I need to tighten it up over here. It's like, not at all. Whatever happened, there's no failing. There's no nothing. There's no rules anymore. So it's like, whatever, you just have the space to be. I think that's what I'm getting at.
The visual that comes to me when you're talking about that is like, if like dieting is like in a, there's like a fog, but it's in a box and it's like, that's where you're living. And then maybe a little bit gets out, but you try to control it again. Whereas like now you're just like releasing the box and the fog just goes everywhere. And that's how
it disperses and there's no fog and it's just sunshine
but
everywhere.
But it's like, but that fog disperses everywhere. And that's where you get to live, is everywhere. It's just like, oh, I'm just free to, you can literally eat pie morning, noon, and night if you wanted to. Typically, most people wouldn't feel too good after like the first day. And then they might tune into their body and go, actually, I don't want to do that, but you could. And so if when you release that box, you kind of let it go wherever you want it to go. It is very counterintuitive. Even though it's called intuitive eating, a lot of it is counterintuitive to what we've been taught in the past. Because when you release that box and kind of the fog goes everywhere and you realize I can literally do anything, go anywhere, be anybody, be whatever size I am. I can eat whatever I want. I can feel however I want to feel. Obviously feelings are not all a choice, but I can choose to work on feeling this way, or I can focus on feeling good in my body, or I can just enjoy this food, even if it's going to give me a stomachache. Like, there's literally no rules. So once you take all the boundaries off, the fog is dissipated, you are living absolutely anywhere you want to live, you almost kind of exist in an area that you've created for yourself with no rules. So an analogy of this would be, they did studies of people living in their houses, and they, I don't know if they tracked it with GPS or like heat sensing or something, and they showed where people live in their houses the most. And like, there would be half of the house no one went in for like a week, just showing like our houses are bigger than we need and we don't even use them. So it's kind of the same thing with dieting. It's like, you open it up, doesn't mean you're going to go everywhere now, doesn't mean you're going to eat pie every single meal, doesn't mean you're going to get super full every time you eat, it doesn't mean you are never going to exercise again. You're actually probably going to create, I hate this word, but quote unquote lifestyle, just out of that abundant mindset of like, no, I enjoy moving my body, but in these ways and only this much. I don't like having to go every day, but I do like that in my life. Or yeah, I love dessert, but it feels good just to have it in the evening after dinner. Or I like a little something sweet after lunch and something sweet after dinner, but I don't need a whole cake every night like I used to when I binged. Like, you create new parameters for yourself, but without any walls.
Mm-hmm. So it's, and like, it's not because you were told to do it. No. You literally just came up with it because of your body signals, your true authentic self. And that's when you start creating not boundaries with yourself, but it's like, you know what works for you.
Yeah, you almost get to know yourself, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just releasing. It's hard from coming from somebody who really loves control. It's hard, but releasing the control around anything that maybe makes you feel a bit anxious about like, yeah, but if I just allow myself this space to move in ways I want and eat in ways I want and all the things in ways I want, then I'm for sure gonna do it this way. And that's not necessarily true, because maybe you haven't ever given yourself that space to allow yourself to learn who you truly are in food, body, movement, life, like everything kind of, it's all kind of comes back to the same thing, I really believe. But I was even thinking about it like, okay, so raising kids. So they're now like, you know, 1.5 and 3, and I am all in with intuitive eating, of course, and very food positive, and just like try not to feel nervous around the things that maybe you're like, oh, they've only had that today or whatever. So yes, there's a variety. I think that's definitely the parents' responsibility of giving variety of food. But of course, you can't force them to eat exactly how you want them to eat. They're going to listen to their own bodies. And the it's just so, this is why it's so important, mindset and like how you think, because for some reason, I don't want to give it too much power, but diet culture, the diet mentality is so beyond powerful, I would say, if you aren't consciously like retraining your brain. Because even me, sometimes when I have my kids, and of course I'm not controlling them, but you have some type of control over their food. You have, they don't, they can't
choose what they, you get them.
Right. Yeah. Right. And you feed them. So you kind of have some type of control, but I also allow them to have, you know, they're not restricted. Like you can't have candy, you can't have pizza, blah, blah, blah. No, of course they can. And sometimes I catch myself thinking like, oh, like, should I, it's almost like I need to also give them the spaciousness, because sometimes it's like, of course they love pizza and mac and cheese and ice cream. And so does most people. And that's great. But sometimes it's like, I notice like, oh, they're only eating that today. And in my head for a second, it's like, I almost like want to control them on like how they're eating. And it's like, that is so diety. That is so diet culture. Like, because why do you think I want to control their food? Why do you think? Do you think I really think they're internally going to be so quote unquote unhealthy from a day of eating pizza and ice cream and all this stuff? No, their health is just fine. They have the variety. They move their bodies, their kids, they have a good time. But what do you think it is? It's controlling their body size. You know, like, oh, if I let, it's like even that to creep into my head, of course I can get that thought and be like, wow. That from somebody who talks about this every single day, for that to creep into your head, that is like so beyond powerful, because that shouldn't even be a thought anymore. And of course we talk about it. You can have the initial thought and then immediately get curious, back it up, like, and say, that's not the place I want to go, which is where I come down to. But it just is like, it's so easy to try to control food.
Yeah, abundance is really the opposite of control too.
Exactly. So that's why it's like you really just got to give spaciousness to yourself, to your kids, to everybody who has a body and eats food. It's like giving them that responsibility to learn themselves, learn their bodies, learn how they feel in their bodies, and then make their own ultimate choice.
And I get it. Nourishment is real. If your kid's literally only eating plain noodles every meal for the rest, like for a year, it's gonna,
maybe you want to sneak in some veggies here and there.
Like I did notice, like we do pasta like every week, and but we like mix it in the pot before we serve it, so it's like, this is the dinner. It's not like, oh, do you want noodles, oh, do you want sauce on your noodles? It's like we mix it, but just because that's what we've always done. I didn't do that on purpose. It's just how we make ours, because it tastes way better because it's all mixed up. So we mix it all up, and we do pesto and like tons of chopped up different veggies, and sometimes we'll put like ground meat in it, sometimes not. And so we mix it all up and we serve it. And every single week, both my kids gobble it up. It's so good. And then we went to my mom's and she had the pasta sauce and the noodles separate. And then my son was like, oh, I just want noodles. I don't want
that's an idea.
I was like, oh, okay. Like, so I do. I want to continue mixing our pastas so he eats it. Not because of fear, but it's like, you need to get some veggies in there. And this is a good way. It's all chopped up really small in this pasta. So I do think there's lines of like what, but it's like, oh, you can't have pasta. We're going to have zucchini noodles. Like, no, never. We're going to have the real deal. So it's that, that line of where does nourishment end and diet culture begin? Cause it's messy.
Oh gosh. I know. That's why it can get it. There's a gray area.
Cause there's the scarcity mindset is so steeped in diet culture, but also in wellness culture, which is really the same thing, but that's not necessarily wellness culture might not necessarily be about weight loss and size, but it is about like,
It's healthism.
Cleanliness and purity and all this crap.
And detoxes and like morality.
It's not
for
real.
Sure.
Like science shows it's not real. But so that stuff, the wellness stuff, I think with nourishment and feeding children, does creep into me a bit more. I'm never really worried about size with them or weight, but I am like, mm-hmm. oh, they haven't eaten enough veggies today. And my husband's like, it's fine. Like,
well, it's like I can trust my body. You know, it's like, I can trust myself to be intuitive. Yeah, I can trust myself. Exactly. I know exactly how I feel. I have kind of, I don't want to, I guess I could say I have mastered the way I choose to eat and be an intuitive eater. And I can feel really confident in that. But then it's also, I don't know if I can fully trust them. And of course, as they grow up, you're just going to have to continue to be the parent and to, yes, provide nourishment. But then at the same time, you can't necessarily force feed if you, unless you want to create a really unhealthy relationship with food. So yeah, it's, it really, I mean, once you start talking between adults and kids, mm-hmm. that does get a little, it's a bit challenging because you can't just like let them run around and do whatever they want. Like there has to be some order. There has to be some stability.
Right.
And you also want to teach them that all food is allowed and it's totally okay to eat candy and pizza and mac and cheese.
Even for them to have an abundance mindset. So we all need that mindset of, hey, this food is available at any time. And I can also listen to my body while eating it. Hey, I can move my body. I also don't have to move my body. There are no boundaries. It is abundant. The choices are abundant. I think that's another thing, like realizing your choices are abundant. Like you can literally choose whatever you want and none of them are right or wrong.
Boundaryless, finally. Like we're all about boundaries. And I've learned about that. Like boundaries are so important. And it's kind of like in your own personal world of dieting, let's loosen up the boundaries. Let's get rid of them almost because everything is allowed.
Yeah. It's like if you have, not to say that you would want to do this, but it's like you have a dog with a fence around it and that dog always trying to jump the fence. And you're like, oh my gosh, this dog's so out of control. If we didn't have a fence, that dog would just run for the hills. But then you realize, say you don't have a fence anymore and your dog like stays pretty close. He never goes far. It's like you would have never known that if you didn't take down the fence. So how many analogies can we fit in today's episode? That's the question. This is about my
It's like Lauren talks and then Jenna creates analogies because it's like she's always been the analogy queen since I met her. So, but it's extremely helpful. So I say, keep them coming. Keep them coming.
Okay, well, that's my analogy is your relationship with food is a dog in the fence and the dog is trying to jump the fence. And so you assume that that dog is out of control and you need to contain it. But then you take the fence down and you realize, oh, he roams a bit out of like the fence line, but he never goes too
far. But he trusts that where his home is.
Yeah. And he always comes home and it's like, that's you and your body, man. Get the fence down and you'll realize you're not going to be all that out of control. You're just going to have some more freedom, which makes you feel safer.
And then you probably genuinely want to feel good. Like, so sometimes from, clients, they'll say like, well, what if I don't want to feel good? Like they're almost like upset that we're telling them to feel good in their body. And then we kind of come back and say, it's absolutely okay to not feel good in your body. It's absolutely okay to not chase after health too.
Yeah,
like you don't ever have to like be healthy for somebody, whatever that means, right? Because that's a broad topic. And you don't ever have to feel good for anybody except yourself. So it's like the second you also release the idea that you have to feel good in your body and you have to obtain this type of health, I think that's when you truly can also like be whatever. That's here we are. We are being, we are abundant. And once you kind of get, this is why it's so mindset based. It's really undieting your mind. And once you kind of like get this, like you strip it down, and you get to be who you want to be, I think you genuinely will probably figure out ways to help your body feel its best, but in the ebb and the flow. Because, you know.
Yeah. And I think that's interesting too. Because life right now, I mean, we are launching our app, Undiet Your Mind, coming out December 1st. We have a journal coming out that you can.
On the same day.
December 1st. We have new podcasts out. We have our new podcast song. We have so much going on right now. And we also both have small children. I am not necessarily like making myself the best meals ever and sitting and being mindful and really listening to my body. I'm like crackers, cheese, and cucumbers for lunch for like the past week. But I'm like, I just need to get food in my stomach so I'm no longer hungry so I can move on with my day. Is that how I want it to be my whole life? Is that how it always is? No. But it's like, I want to feel my best in the reality that I'm living in. And right now, that does not mean I have time to cook a full lunch. I might just be grabbing and going, and that's good for me for lunch. But I'm also eating something that sounds good. I typically stop when I'm like comfortably full. Like, it's a very good flow with what I'm working with at the moment. So that's what's cool, is when you take the boundaries off, it's like some days it's going to look like this, some days life is going to look like that. You're shifting around because there's no boundaries. You don't have to keep stuck anywhere. So think today on abundant mindset. What does that look like? What does that feel like? What thoughts am I having? Where am I putting those fences up, and where can I take the fences down? So again, we wanted to say thank you for our new song to Grace. We're so excited about it. We wanted to say our app is open, Undiet Your Mind, on December 1st. We have a huge, amazing panel of app experts. This is not just about Lauren and I. You are going to be hearing lessons, courses, and meditations from experts in all different fields. We have physicians and dietitians and therapists and fitness experts, all 100% hazel-eyed, non-diet. Like, this is the non-diet hub to come to. We have a community. You get to talk to people. The experts are going to be in the community too, including us, chatting, giving guidance. It's a really cool place to be. Mm-hmm. It's also pretty affordable. It's $9.99 a month or $65.99 for the whole year. New content comes out every Monday, so there's always new stuff happening in there, and we can't wait to get started on December 1st.
And you can get on the wait list.
Yes, you can get on the wait list right now at bit.ly/undietappwaitlist. So you can go there and get on the wait list, and that way we'll send you all the details before the 1st and on the 1st, so you're not missing anything. And that's all of our exciting news. Our journal also comes out, Undiet Your Mind, Eat With Ease comes out December 1st. We will send you links to that if you get on the wait list as well. And if you join yearly on December 1st through us, you are sent the Undiet Your Mind, Eat With Ease journal for free. It's going to be sent to your door if you are in US and Canada. Sorry, we are not able to do it worldwide. But we're so excited for all that's to come. All of these things that we're creating is going to help you with things like the abundant mindset work, undieting your mind, because that's what it, like, I mean, go listen to all like 200 episodes almost that we have of this podcast. Every single episode is about thinking this way instead of that way, shifting your thought from this to that. Oh, if you think of it this way, then you'll act this way. Like, our thoughts and our mindset and our beliefs is the hub of everything, and everything in Undiet Your Mind from all these amazing non-diet experts. Listening, it's all audio on our app, so you get to just like listen on the go, which, I mean, people do not have time to sit and watch a video. So we're really excited to offer everything in audio form. It's like, this is how you're going to change the way you think, is listening to this stuff over and over again. And what's cool about having a bunch of different experts in the app is like, someone may be teaching a similar thing but in a different way, and that clicks for you. And we say that a lot, is like, you need to hear this in 5, 10, 20 different ways. And sometimes that's what it takes for it to click and really make a difference in your life and have it feel natural.
Yeah. Shift those. You got to like continue that. So like literally your brain, like your neurons are like creating new pathways. That's what it really is doing. So you're here for you.
Anyway, that is it for today. Yeah. And then bye.